We will now start the Lakralo call on working group on translation on Thursday, the 24th of January at 20:00 UTC. Welcome to everyone. On today's call on the Spanish channel, we have Humberto Carrasco and José Arce. On the English channel, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc and Dev Anand-Tiluksing. Apologies today noted from Silvia Herlein-Leite. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today are David and Sabrina. If I could also remind everyone to please state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify the person on the other language channel. And also, staff will be taking action items on this call, if you would be so kind as to state them clearly. And a transcript will be available within 48 hours after the call. Thank you. Over to you, Humberto.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. I want to thank the participants on this call. I want to thank staff for facilitating and enabling all the resources that make this call possible. I believe this will be, or I hope, this will be the last or one of the last meetings of this translation working group in Lakralo. I just want to say that according to our agenda, I have to make some comments on the third draft of this group's report, the third draft report of the working group. This morning, I sent the last or latest report or draft report of this working group, taking into consideration the comments regarding two very delicate or sensitive points that were agreed on in our last meeting regarding attachments in emails. We agreed that this was already being solved, or that staff was already working on a solution regarding this topic. Therefore, it was not going to be within the scope of this group. However, that was going to be stated in this report. Secondly, regarding item 3, that is the translation of documents, I would like to say that, first of all, when documents were not priority documents, we were going to use the wiki tools to translate them, and should there be a priority, staff would be in charge of that translation, and that priority was going to be determined by the members, that is Lakralo's chair or secretariat. In that regard, the priority then was going to be set by them. And after that, staff would proceed with the translation. Documents that were not of a priority were going to be translated by means of the wiki tools or the translation software icon. So these are my comments regarding this report that was shortly circulated. I now open the floor for questions or comments. Hello, Humberto speaking. Hello. So, Alberto Carrasco speaking. As I was saying, I now open the floor for questions or comments regarding this report that I myself have just commented on. So if anyone would like to take the floor, I would like to give the floor to Olivier first and after that to Dev Anand. Olivier, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to ask one question with regards to the choice of the documents and the volume of translation that was going to be made. Does the chair of ALAG have any say with regards to the number of translations and so on, or is this something that is purely left with the at the discretion of the staff? I'm looking specifically with regards to the translations all costing and a certain budget being allocated for translations, whether the chair of ALAC would have to be involved or whether this would not need to involve the chair. Thank you.
Umberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Olivier, for that question. Truth be told, we have not discussed this. I suppose that the chair of ALAC will also have a priority. That is, he would be, or the chair of ALAC would be able to state which document would be translated. So in that regard, I think that ALAC's chair would also be able to determine translation priorities of a document and indicate so to staff. In other words, in summary, both LACRALO's secretariat chair and ALAC's chair can set translation priorities for a document and indicate so to staff. I hope I have made myself clear. If there are no other questions or comments on this point, then I would like to give the floor to Dev Anand Tilak Singh.
Thank you. Thank you, Umberto. This is Dev Anand speaking. Thanks for the update also to the document. Regarding the point three, and it's a good idea. The intent is also for the chair and secretariat, for the LACRALO chair and secretariat, can look at the upcoming policy comments. And if there was an issue that was deemed of extreme importance to LACRALO, a request could have been made that whatever the report that is intended to be produced, then the request could be made. Like I would say, even before the report is delivered. So that was the idea behind the thinking of it. As you also mentioned, a machine translation can be done by putting the public comments directly onto the wiki and using the translation tool of the wiki to machine translate. And informal tests have shown that this has worked. It's quite adequate. It works. I won't say adequate. It works. I also wonder whether in this report we can include mention of the transcripts of meetings that are now being produced. And I would say we should probably acknowledge this in the report that a great improvement in the accessibility of at-large meetings to LACRALO is the availability of transcripts being produced at least two business days after the meeting has taken place. And I believe, perhaps staff can correct me, I believe that even the Spanish versions of our calls, the translations would be available in the transcripts, I should say, would also be available in English and in Spanish. So I think we should mention this in the report and really acknowledge the at-large staff and the ICANN language services in this regard, because it really is a huge step forward for the accessibility of ICANN and at-large to La Cralo. That's it.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Deb. Well, I see that Deb has put his hand down, so I want to appreciate to thank the expediency with which staff is translating and transcribing our meetings in two languages, in both languages. This is a very positive surprise. So I would like to thank or express my gratitude because we work much better thanks to these initiatives. Dev is right in saying or in mentioning what he said is right in requiring or requesting that we should recognize this in the report. I don't know if there are any further comments on this point. Humberto, this is Jose speaking. Jose, you have the floor. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Humberto. Just some comments. I posted a link in the AC room. As I said in the previous working group call, my last comment on that page should be part of this work. This is just a guideline for a person that comes across a document in a language which is not his or her own language. So I have provided a guideline regarding how to interpret this document. So I think this should be included in the document. Secondly, I also mentioned in our previous call, in this group's previous call, I mentioned that official La Cralo documents, for example, that comment that may be posted in the public forum, a public comment forum on behalf of the region and any other document, well, that should be taken into account. But this is of lesser importance. Of late, we have not had the opportunity to send an official document for translation to measure the delay or the delivery time. The last two documents uploaded to the public comment forum, well, they were drafted in Spanish, and the English version was corrected by a member, a native English speaker of our region. So many a time we can see that member contributions deem official translations unnecessary because we can agree and reach agreement, and that is fantastic, and it should have taken place a long time ago. And I want to move or take a step ahead, if you will. I think that the document should address what we discussed in our previous conference calls. Dev and I made some proposals regarding the translation of our rules of procedure, and Dev proposed the improvement of these rules of procedure in the GA. In that regard, I said that for a long time in our region, we set aside our rules And I propose that we should do likewise in order to modify or amend this. So Umberto, I don't know if, or Dev, I don't know if you were able to discuss this with somebody else. Where do we stand in this regard? What progress has been made? Can we reach consensus and say, okay, well, we take this document, we work out this issue in a very simple manner, straightforward, without wasting any time. That's it. Thank you.
Mm.
Umberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Jose. I would like to give the floor to Dev. Dev, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you, Umberto. This is Devanand speaking. Well, Jose, my concern would be that the rules of procedure is an official document, and I think that the simplest thing in order to demonstrate that we have consensus, you know, is to ensure that the recommendations, and I see that the report basically outlines the recommendations to update the various rules of procedure to harmonize the differences between the English and Spanish versions. I think by having a vote on it would be the surest way of demonstrating that we all agree on this. I don't anticipate that there will be anyone disagreeing or anything like that. Once it's circulated before to Lacroix, a vote could be held, you know, and remind people, you know, take a look, make your comments. And then after a sufficient time, you know, it could be a month or two, then just put it formally to a vote in Lacroix by electronic vote and see what happens. Given that most persons in Lacroix have voted when it comes to things like elections, I'm certain that we would get it would be quorate enough and get 2/3 majority to have it passed. So that's my comment. Actually, I should say, I also, sorry, to follow up something. In a way, this our rules of procedure. And the reason why we have these differences, in the rules of procedure is because it was what we did all to ourselves, so to speak. I remember when this was being drafted in Puerto Rico in 2007. And what had happened was that after we had done the drafting of our rules of procedure in one language, it was mostly done in English. It was done in English, I should say, sorry. A member of Lacroix was tasked to produce the Spanish version and ensure that the changes that were done in the English in the conference calls, and we spent like several days in Puerto Rico doing this for the entire day, but that person then submitted it back and that was transmitted to ICANN, and that's why we have the differences today. I'm just pointing out something for the record, so to speak. That's it.
Umberto, this is Jose. May I take the floor, please? Umberto speaking. I'm sorry, Jose. Are you requesting the floor? Oh, so you have the floor. Jose, go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Umberto. Thank you, Dev, for this historical background. I think I know the name of the person in charge of that. And I think that person's job has been wonderful. It gave that person perhaps a headache. To take 2-3 months for this vote, well, this is what I am trying to avoid. That is excessive bureaucracy and strict formalities that have led to Lacroix's stumbling on many a time, and many people see our region as one of the regions where progress is hardly made. So it took some time for everybody to stick to one set of rules. So why are we discussing today, why are we debating doing something that will save the region plenty of time? I wonder what took the region to stick to a rule that was non-existent anywhere. Why cannot we do this nowadays if this is for the sole benefit of the region? We are not seeking personal benefit or a group benefit. Making this decision would only benefit the region in general, overall, and surely this will show the region's nobility or towards the entire region. So we need to see how we are going to make this happen, but in my capacity as the region's chair in February, I want to have this situation defined once and for all, at least so that the Spanish version coincides with the English version. Oh, and one more thing. We have to focus on the Portuguese version. And in February, we will surely be addressing this. Thank you, Humberto. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. Well, after listening to Dev, and Dev, I don't know if you would like to hold the floor again. If that is the case,
well,
Dev, you have the floor before I can give my own view. Go ahead, please.
Well, actually, this is Dave, Humberto. I would like to hear your view first before I respond to Jose. So I'll put my hand down so you can go ahead, and then I'll respond.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. I appreciate Dev's and Jose Arce's opinion because that enabled me to have a picture of what happened at that time. Dev has given us the historical background since 2007 to date and the reason or the origin of these inconsistencies. And I see Dev's opinion in that he would like a faster amendment, if you will, of the rules of procedure. This is my opinion. I would favor a reverse vote. That is, we know that we have translation working group members that agree on amending the Lacralo rules of procedure. Therefore, should there be any vote against this, then this, in other words, would mean that that person wouldn't vote in favor of the proponent of these amendments. On the contrary, this person would vote against this proposal. So in that way, we would see the following. The person voting against this proposal should justify why he or she is opposing this consensus. So I think that my opinion comprises all the opinions in this group. Having said this, I give the floor to Dev Anand.
Thank you, Humberto. I agree, and in fact, the fact that any member has put our rules of procedure, which we are attempting to modify, states that, you know, all votes has to be transparent and that it's recorded, and you can see who has voted for what or for or against any motion. So I don't see any problem with doing, you know, just actually amending it. And because also amending it is amending the rules of procedure is in our rules of procedure, so to speak. We have to have a vote by 2/3 of the membership in Lacralo. voting to approve the change. And it's a systematic way, and I think it's, and doing it formally, I think, is the better, is the way to go forward. Because I really don't see why anybody would object. So. That's it.
This is Jose speaking. Who would like to take the floor? Umberto, I would like to take the floor. I would like to say something. This is the interpreter. Umberto has disconnected and he is being called again. This is Umberto speaking. Hello? Can you hear me?
We hear you. This is Dave.
Thank you. I was listening to Dev. So, just to continue with the point we were touching upon,
mm-hmm.
I propose to have an internal vote before a sort of a reverse vote. This is Jose Arce speaking. I haven't really listened properly, but I think you were giving me the floor. Can I speak then? We have some trouble to hear Umberto. This is Jose Arce speaking. This is going to be my last intervention, just to say regarding Dev's last comments and some other issues. First, and please consider if you can add the links that I posted, perhaps we can talk about a text that I can understand in a language that's different from my own, so I would like this to be a part of what we were discussing. And secondly, I understand that it's, I want to know what was going on before when our rules of procedure were staying the same and everybody just adhered to a rule that was in existence and Dev was one of the persons who followed that rule. I have said this many times, and I still cannot find the explanation to have the quorum of 8 ALSs on the teleconference calls. Nobody has ever been able to give me a reply to this, and this rule continued for a certain time until one day I said that I just couldn't really find where this issue of the 8 ALSs is written, and then it just seemed to have passed by. And so what caused everybody to follow this rule? That is my question. And so when I started to work in the region and I was a member, there were some people who followed that rule. They were members of the group, and they didn't really read the documents. They didn't really get to the inside of the document because this is not written in there. And this rule that is not written anywhere was being followed and had been, or actually caused the region or the forum in the region to be possible, and the vote was possible because otherwise there was never a forum. And so if at that time not following the rule was beneficial, I don't want to follow the rule because it is beneficial for the people. So not follow the rule, not because I'm looking for a personal interest, not because this is for a group. I actually want to make, just give a benefit to the region. I don't want to take 4 months to just make a vote that will end up in nothing. So I'm looking for a consensus not to follow the rules, to sort of accommodate the situation in the region and then to be able to follow the rule. That's all, because otherwise we will never be able to leave these obstacles in which we're all together. This is my way of thinking, but still decisions are made by the region all together. And I will just continue in my office and I will continue thinking this because I am only looking for the benefit of the region. Thank you, Umberto. This is Umberto speaking. Now Dev has the floor before we continue. Dev, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. And thank you, Jose. But, and in fact, this is precisely why I think it's important to formally make the change. When I became Secretariat in 2009, I was informed that, well, this was agreed to in a conference call, you know, and this is and you know, it may make expedient sense now to say, well, we all agree, nobody's going to say anything, but you know, a few years down the line, we're going to be, you know, the new chair, the new secretariat, you know, the new persons in Lakralo that are going to be running this, they're going to look back on this, they're using this rules of procedure as the reference. And if it's not updated and so forth, you're going to wind up with misunderstandings, I think. And I think that's why it's important to document these things and to say, well, our rules of procedure, it was agreed, amendment was voted at such and such a date to change this to this. And we have that history in it. The same way we voted in the history of creating a Lakralo chair in the first place. In 2007, when we were doing the bylaws, there was no Lakralo chair, for example. And, you know, to have the responsibilities put in the rules of procedure, I think is important. So I don't see it being an onerous task or a problem or anything like that. Because again, to me, once we've circulated this report, nobody makes any comment to disagree with it, then we can formally make it a motion and then just have the online vote. And it would be, once successful, and I'm sure it would be, then we can update the actual official document so it's up to date. So it's precisely to avoid these kind of misunderstandings and so forth. Because you're right, this informal eight-person quorum rule, you know, I didn't understand the history behind it, you know, to be quite honest. I was just, okay, well, this is what it was, and we just went along with it. And nobody really, well, I don't know, nobody really complained, I guess, or pointed out where in the history did we do this, until you did, Jose, and it was probably a good thing you did. And also, and this is not really a translation issue per se, but going back to, in terms of bylaw modifications, that's why as Secretariat, I always insisted that that in conference calls, if we did not have a sufficient number of people, you know, beyond 20, you know, all the votes and so forth had to be electronic and therefore documented, so that we can document to the outside of Lakralo, to the ALAC, for example, that look, we had this decision and we have the documented support. So, anyway, that's not a translation issue. But that's it.
This is Umberto speaking. Thank you, Dev. I think Jose is requesting the floor. Jose, please go ahead. This is Jose speaking. I actually had raised my hand before in the Adobe. I am going to put it down, but I will make a comment anyway. Thank you, Dev. I understand your point. But if not following the rule will allow me or the region to finally start working, I personally want to not follow the rules. And I would like to have your opinion in this regard. Thank you.
Okay. This is Dave. Humberto, do I have the floor or do you wish to?
Please go ahead, Dave.
Okay, thank you, Humberto. This is Dave Rand speaking. Jose, but when you say you don't want to follow the rules, I have to admit I'm puzzled. I suspect this is not really a translation issue anymore. This is more talking about rules of procedure, and this discussion should probably happen in another working group, either governance or strategic. More, I think governance is probably the more appropriate working group for this. But since we have time, I don't understand why you would say you do not want to follow the rules of procedure. By that same token, any member can then say, well, I don't want to follow the rules of the chair because I want to be the chair. You know, the rules of procedure are meant for everyone to abide by. I guess I don't understand why you would say something like that. And I guess, so if you can explain why you would say that and what circumstances would want you to do that, so I can better understand. That's it.
This is Humberto speaking. I think the question goes directly to Jose, but before giving the floor to Jose, I want to reiterate that I understand what Jose says, I know what the current rules are, and that is why I propose to have a reverse vote. What does this mean? All of us in the group should agree with what Devanand proposes, and this means that we agree with the translation proposed by Devanand, and in the report that the translation group issues, we want to know if there is some kind of a disagreement to this reverse vote, because there may be one of the points in this group, and I think nothing prevents us from having a reverse vote, because we will send a sort of a signal of union, that we have been working together, and that this is what's right for La Crallo. And so, facing this confusion, it is difficult to have a member of La Crallo, and that is why I suggest to have this reverse vote, and nothing prevents us in the current La Crallo rules from doing that. Now I give the floor to Jose if he wishes to speak. This is Jose speaking. Thank you, Humberto. I can barely hear you, so if I properly understand what you said, perhaps if you want to actually write in the chat room what your proposal is, but, you know, through common sense, I think what you're saying that you're asking for a simple vote and just follow the rules. And I agree with what Dev says. I'm not sure if this is the right place to say this, but we do have the time. So, because this is part of the issue we're dealing, and the governance group is just a separate issue. I just refer Dev, and I hope I'm making myself clear. It's very difficult to understand Jose. His sound is very bad. I am not proposing anarchy. I only want to make the necessary steps right now. Only to say that I can comply with the rules that we are having. We are having some rules that we need to abide by. We need to follow many steps, and I propose to take a shortcut so that we do not make so many steps. I only want to have an ideal situation where we can say we have clear rules and we need to abide by them. And this is not clear now. This is not present today. If we need to make 10 steps to get there, I am proposing to make 5. And that's what I actually think. If we need to move the rules of procedure, then we need to just go through a certain step to amend those rules of procedures. And this path is, this is what we need to do to amend them. So I think this is very bureaucratic. There's a problem of interpretation. And we need to say millions of things that will only delay something that should be modified instantly. It should also be amended through common sense, because this is going to be for the benefit of the region. If we make a vote through a simpler path, the path that is dictated by our own common sense, it's very hard to understand, Jose, nobody would disagree. And I will say why. Some of us will not disagree because they know the rules, and they say that they would say that through common sense we can take a shortcut. And otherwise, others would just apply the same rule that applies to the ADLSs, that is lack of knowledge. And I don't want to use lack of knowledge to have just total anarchy. I actually want to reach to what I said before, to these states of the region where there are clear rules and we should abide by them. And we are not there. And if we don't get there soon, there's going to be a vicious circle, and we just need to... I actually just wanted to make this clear. Thank you, Umberto. Final region agreement, because once this is solved, the problem of translation is secondary. So these the translation issues need to be separated from the rules of procedure. That is, I see this may be distracted from the main objective of this work group, which is to focus on a straightforward communication between the Spanish and the English mailing list. And then we can see the issues of the rules of procedure that, in addition, as we can see through this month since I've been here, I have seen that this issue has a very long track record, and the rules of procedure in Lacralo will be affected by the rules of ALAC that are actually being amended. And so we should agree that once the ALAC rules, which are the general rules, are approved, then the Lacralo rules of procedure would be reenacted considering the ALAC rules. And so I think we should be able to separate the issues. That would be my suggestion to reach concrete results. That's all. Thank you. This is Umberto speaking. Thank you, Silvia, for your interesting comment. Jose, you now have the floor. This is Jose speaking. I think Dev wanted to speak. I'm not sure if he had actually placed a comment on the chat room. He probably wanted to speak after Silvia. I'm not sure. Probably he was first.
This is Dave. Okay.
Please go ahead, Dev.
Thank you. Actually, the communication between on the English channel cut out, so unfortunately I didn't hear most of what Sylvia was saying for about, because there was a gap for about a minute there, unfortunately. Having said that, I think what Sylvia is saying, if I understood what she said towards the end, I think I would support it, because all we're doing is just harmonizing the rules of procedure so that it's a common base to then begin the rules of procedure, the ALAC rules of procedure that are looking to harmonize the RELOS rules of procedure. So I would support. That's why I would say it's not a complex thing to do. It should be a very straightforward thing to do, and it's the quicker way to ensure everybody agrees with it, everybody understands what it is. So, that's it.
This is Umberto speaking. Thank you, Dev. I'm going back to Silvia's comments. I would like to thank both Silvia and Dev. And as a coordinator in this group, I insist, and my idea is, with the aim of simplifying any vote, I think the vote should be direct. And it's very, very difficult to understand him. We need to show there is a consensus with the group in the sense that we need to synthesize the rules, and the translation working group proposes by consensus that this should be the translations, and whoever is against this should point it out, should vote against it, should specify it. So from this point of view, we show a consensus and we abide by the Lacrado rules that are actually enforced in the present. Is there any other comment that somebody would like to make? I think we have just a few minutes to reach the top of the hour. So if there's anybody else who'd like to take the floor. We have had a very good discussion. If anybody would like to take the floor, please go ahead. If not, then I will consider the report approved, and I will submit this to a reverse vote. With what Olivier has said, that is the translation of documents. So, except for Olivier's comment, I would like to consider this called adjourned. And if you agree, I would like to consider this group completed. And yes, I will just include what Dev said on the AC room. So we will add what you have pointed out in this meeting, Olivier, and with your permission, we will submit this to a reverse vote to have the rules of procedure being put to vote. It's very difficult to understand, Tim. I see Jose is writing something on the AC room. I don't know if he perhaps would like to take the floor. We will wait a little bit. Okay, Jose, I will add your last comment. And having said this, I will give you until Monday to add the last comment to this meeting. And I will circulate this internally. If there is a difference, that the report will be sent to the Lacrallo group and we will put it to vote soon. If there is no other comment, I will consider this meeting adjourned. Being 18 hours in Chile, I think it's 20 or 21 UTC. Is that so? And so if there's no other comments, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, Gisela. It's 21 hours. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for having been in this meeting. I thank you for all the interventions. Olivier, thank you for having been in this meeting.
Thanks to the interpreters. This is Stephen Ann speaking.